Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer here from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. And you're listening to Growing Up the Same with Trayvon Edwards and Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka. And now, here's your starting lineup. Trayvon Edwards, Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
I'm here with my two white best friends. I call them the Black Jews. No, they're not Amari Stoudemire. It's the real.
Eric, come on. Oh. Great to be back with you guys. How's everyone doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's the real. Our Jeff and Eric Rosenthal, two brothers from Harrison, New York, have been active in the hip hop music scene for over a decade. They're currently hosting the podcast, Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies with the Locks.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, There's a lot of podcasts out, you know, and everyone likes to say like, oh, we're the world's most dangerous podcast, or we're the world's biggest podcast, the world's most important podcast.
Yeah.
Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies
is officially
the most ridiculous podcast that there is on the internet. Yeah. It's crazy too, because if no one knows this, I mean, look, the Locks are like at their most hottest right now, right? After their Versus win, right? They're flying down to be on Kanye's album. They're getting like requests from every single person in film and fashion and music and the whole thing. And they still take time to hang out with us, like hang out with us and watch movies with us.
Which is A Quiet Place 2, or Coco or
Home Alone and, you know, Parasite and Trading Places and on and on and on. And, you know, if you told us when we were growing up that our musical heroes would be, you know, our very close friends, that we would spend all this time just bullshitting on a podcast, I mean, we would have thought you were out of your mind. And if you listen to this podcast, you'll hear that we're all out of our minds. So it's a really fun project. And it's been really rewarding to revisit it after 18 months of being inside these walls, you know?
Yeah, and you guys are creating awesome animation to go along with.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's been really fun too, because like that's just Jeff and myself just like having fun with it, and then we send it to the guys, and they're just like, "Oh yeah, let's post it right now." We're just like, "No notes. This is amazing."
Love when you can post with no notes.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the one or the two with Jay Skills.
Uptown or Midtown?
Oh, Uptown. Come on.
Has anybody ever answered Midtown?
It's Uptown all the way.
Wait,
you can try.
No, oh my God.
Wait, what do you like, just like Banks and Furs and yogurt chops?
I'm just playing. I just wanted to fuck up the motion.
Yeah. Charles Oakley or Pat Ewing?
Oh,
Charles Oakley.
Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
And by the way, we haven't told anyone this. Jeff and I were walking down Central Park West a couple weeks ago. And
that's Uptown.
What's that?
That's Uptown.
Yeah. So we're walking, we're taking a little break from all the work we're doing. It's a nice day out. And who is sitting on one of the benches right next to Central Park but Larry Johnson? And we're just like, oh my God, like hero.
Yeah.
All day, right?
By the way, I definitely threw it up.
He did.
Yeah.
And so we walk by Larry and he's talking to someone else. We're just like, yo, because we're the type of guys. In New York City, if you see a celebrity, it's not like, oh my God, we got to get a picture. It's got to like, I got to bother you for half an hour. It's like, no,
we enforce a no fly zone. So like, if you don't check in with us, then things are about to get fucked up, you know?
But we walked past him. We went through Central Park. We probably walked around for half an hour and we're walking back up Central Park West. And I was like, do you think Larry's still there? And Jeff's like, maybe. And so we're walking and there's this sort of like, garbage can in the way, and you see these two long legs just like right past it, and I was like, oh, he's still there. So we stop there and we're like, yo, and he's like in the middle of like smoking a cigar and he stops and he's just looking at us. We're two strangers that just walk up to him and we're like, there's no reason to remember this, but when we were growing up, we worked at a place called the Purchase Community House, and your kids would come after school to play in this recreational center, and Jeff was working at the desk when you walked in to get one of your kids, and Jeff was just like looking like, you know, up to the skies at this like larger than life superhero. And we were able to tell him in real life, in person, how much, like, you know, talk about someone who reinvented himself, you know, all the injuries, his back and everything from Charlotte, gets traded up to New York and has to like really like buy into, and he was a leader. He was like, you know, diving on the floor. He was getting down low and like being the enforcer next to the real enforcer, you know, Charles Oakley, and took that team to the finals. He was a hero to us. To be able to run into him after all this time and tell him that in real life in New York City was everything. And I was like, yo, I was wearing Syracuse shorts like I am right now.
Which he didn't like.
And he did not like that. And I was like, whoa, you won't believe this. I went to the gym earlier today and I was wearing a UNLV championship t-shirt, and he was like, that's unreal. And we've got to laugh about that. And
yeah, he was like, you guys made my day.
Yeah,
so that was really nice.
Larry Johnson.
Yeah. About you, but you asked about Charles Oakley, and so
yeah.
But shouts to Charles. Shouts to Oak.
Oh, technically LJ was number two. So
yeah, you know, one or the two. We chose two.
Yeah. Oh, I actually waved at Verdeen White on Larchmont the other week. So that's
amazing. Amazing.
I don't know who that is.
That's the bass player from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah.
Come on.
You know, Captain Planet.
No, I know Earth, Wind, and Fire, but I don't know the actual members, you know?
Yeah. Mike Piazza or Daryl Strawberry?
Daryl Strawberry.
Wow. You know, yeah, man, Piazza was a monster, though. But, you know, for the team here, I'm going to go with Daryl Strawberry, too. Championship, you know, 86.
Also, just like, Daryl. I feel like that's a very important part of my childhood. There also, Daryl Strawberry was on The Simpsons. Oh. I don't think that Mike Piazza was, but
I think you were. I think you might.
But, I mean, but that's also like later Simpsons, and that was good.
Right. Was that the Ken Griffey Jr. baseball? Okay. Yeah. A fresh haircut or a fresh outfit?
You know,
my hair is always just so bad. But I'm not the, okay, here's the thing. I never feel like I look fresh anyway. I don't have that good of a self-esteem, apparently. But I feel like the feeling I had when I got Nike sent us some like really nice shoes, and for the first time I like wore some shoes that like people really like give a shit about, and to see people's necks move like towards my feet like that and like compliment me everywhere I went, that was a wild feeling. So I sort of like, I think the fresh outfit is probably
After quarantine. We went to a friend's birthday party across town, and it's like hot outside. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to wear this Don C jacket, this Just Don jacket that has shirling like lining in it, and sweat through this whole experience just so I can look good. So I think
you can rock the fit. Just so you get the fit
over the haircut, I think.
But shout out to my barber, Troy.
Yeah. Great guy.
Shout out to Troy. Jacob the Jeweler or Ben Baller?
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wait. So, okay, we're friends with Ben Baller.
Right.
But one of my favorite things in all of hip hop history is when Jacob the Jeweler hosted a Sycamore mixtape.
Yeah.
And his heavy Russian accent was so prominent in introducing, like, the locks are being like, let's go. Like, it's the best. So
by the way,
but also didn't he go to like he had like tax evasion problems?
I think he went to prison for
it. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So shouts to him.
He's official.
Yeah. Shouts to my brother Jacob. Keep your head up.
I think he's back. He's back.
He's home.
He's home. He's home. He's home. Home. It was free Jacob, but now it's, you know, Jacob free. So
yeah.
Gata or Spliff Star?
Oh well, we've never seen the Lil Dicky show. So, and we have had a half an hour discussion, maybe longer, with Spliff Star
about global warming.
So, Spliff Star.
And by the way, Spliff Star was on the right side of global warming.
I was going to ask which side of the conversation. And, you
know, imagine if it was like an argument about whether global warming exists. No, thankfully, Spliff Star believes in global warming. This is like 2010, maybe. So he was
that mice biker helmet on with the little point.
You know what? He might have.
Because I seen him at Biggie Day for Budweiser. And I was like, look at bro, looking like.
Big Waz or Amin?
Oh, well, listen.
Okay. So just off rip, I've never met Amin, right. But I would say, I've interacted with him on Twitter a couple times. I'm going to say Amin. because I have met Waz.
Waz came over here the other day because, you know, he had this extended vacation from his home in LA, and he comes home and then he goes on a bachelor party down to Columbia, comes back, and he sees us and he's like, yo, I don't have any podcasting equipment and my job is podcasting. Can I come to your spot and just like record? So we're like, sure, come over here for an hour and a half. Jeff and I went back to our rooms, right? Like close the door, let him have his privacy. He's sitting here yelling about Kanye's like career and like, oh, but it really wasn't about Kanye, it was supposed to be about Drake,
yeah,
but it just went in like every single direction, and right. And we came out here to like take video, and like it was just amazing. So shout out to Waz.
He's like yelling about Giveon. it was so loud and so long.
I love Giveon, but he sounds like if he was on Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like he sounds like the book. You know the book?
Wait, does he sound like Sampha though, also?
And Waz was talking about Sampha.
Yeah, Waz was yelling about Sampha.
There's a lot of stuff he was yelling about. It was yelling about everything. And then
Waz yells. That's his name.
When he stopped recording, he was yelling. It was all yelling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Waz.
Yeah, big shout out.
But really, that's what I mean.
right. Ice bucket challenge or the crate challenge?
Crate challenge. No one died doing the bucket challenge.
Right. Man, that had the internet.
You guys get on the crates?
So cold.
No,
hell yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know me, all about adventure and breaking my back for what, like 3 likes?
Yeah.
For 3 likes.
Nardwuar or Sway?
Nardwuar,
you know, like, and by the way, shout out to Sway.
Shout out to Sway.
He's a great dude. We're friends with him, but Nardwuar is just something else. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people ask us what he's like in real life. And the truth is exactly like you see on video.
We were at South by Southwest one time with Nardwuar, and he thought he saw Sammy Hagar from Van Halen and ran after him, took a picture with him, and then goes, "That's not Sammy Hagar."
Great dude. Yeah.
Great dude.
Yeah.
Tim Westwood or Zane Lowe?
Tim Westwood.
Oh, Tim Westwood.
Because of
YouTube.com/Tim Westwood TV.
Yeah. But like Zane Lowe was, you know.
Yeah. Zane Lowe's not our cup of tea.
Yeah. Cup of New Zealand tea.
Yeah.
I do fuck with New Zealand though.
Sure.
Shout out to New Zealand.
Yeah.
I love how Tim Westwood plays into his character. Like,
oh, yeah. There was a point where he was in New York and we tried so hard to get him on our podcast.
Yeah.
And it just did not happen for because of scheduling, but like really, really tried.
Mark Ronson or Mark Zuckerberg?
No, I mean, look, that is so one-sided.
Yeah, like, Mark Ronson.
Yeah, Mark
I almost
Ronson.
Screwed it up. Yeah, Mark Ronson. Mark Zuckerberg is just a horny dude who started a website to get girls and then made
ruined,
$1 billion.
Ruined, you know, the world.
Yeah.
So.
Society. Yeah.
And by the way, you're talking to someone. I mean, Jeff, I think you're still on both Instagram and Facebook.
Don't throw me under the bus.
I canceled my Facebook years ago. I was just like, I'm not on that. But I'm such a hypocrite that I'm heavy on Instagram. So,
well,
like,
by the way, I was one of the first people at my college to get on Facebook. I was a heavy believer.
Look at you. You and Mark.
Oh, but now I just do flex. Check birthdays.
Flex.
Yeah.
No, I. Part of the reason why I asked that because I just watched Mark Ronson's show, watched The Sound.
Yeah.
I really fell in love with it. I was like, oh man, this shit is really amazing. I hope.
Yeah. There's a great episode of Architectural Digest has like a, you know, showing people, it's like an MTV Cribs, but for now. And his house is so dope.
Yeah.
So I really like fuck with him because of his aesthetic at home.
A Nietzsche or academics?
A Nietzsche only because it's like,
the name hasn't been co-opted.
Yeah, the name has not been ruined by David James academics.
What I used to think about, though.
What's that?
I was overthinking it. I didn't know if we were saying it right. I used to be like NYC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what Kanye said.
Yeah.
NYC, now that's a Nietzsche.
Yeah. Mm. No, I mean, look, the best is when you see people rocking it now, you know, and I'm talking like Nietzsche. I'm talking about
crazy powder blue with a gray lining on the side.
Oh. Yo.
I haven't wore powder blue, first of all. Since my senior year of high school.
Yeah, bring it out.
Yeah, now's the time.
Right?
I got some Air Force Ones that are powder blue.
Just go Tar Heel.
Yeah. Oh my God, come on. Full on.
By the way, if you wear yours, I'll wear mine. I have some dead stock powder blue Air Force Ones that have not been worn yet.
Now is the time, guys.
Now is the time.
No lie, and this is crazy. I think Trey has seen this picture. I wore a powder blue Coogi sweatsuit.
Very gross.
To this, I think it was to the Scream tour.
I'm sorry, are you Missy Elliott?
I was like, I had a Coogi beanie, a Coogi sweater, and Coogi sweats, and I had on all white Air Force, white and powder blue Air Force Ones.
Jason, okay. you were killing it.
I am telling you the truth right now. That is the greatest thing you've ever told us in life.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, you should put it up for not even like a throwback Thursday. Put it up for literally every day.
Yeah,
every day. Yeah, I'll send you guys the pic. I think
please, that is awesome.
I'll put it up for my own.
Yeah. Don't put it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right. Snoop Dogg clothing or Wu Wear?
Wu Wear, because it was the first.
Damn, shouts to Wu Wear.
Yeah.
Max B's laugh or Wiz's laugh? Or actually, I'll add a third one, or Jada's laugh.
Well,
okay, well, Jada's is a whole other thing, but I would say, for me, I would say Max B is such a funny laugh for me. Wiz is a ta. Yeah. But Max sounds like
it's like the definition of a snicker.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm gonna go the other way with Wiz. Mm-hmm. When we were in the studio with him in Los Angeles and we were hanging out after the podcast, I felt so happy that we had so many of his like genuine laughs, like just in the stash. Like it to hear it in real life, and it's the same with like it's the same with Jada and Max to a different degree, but like hearing it genuinely rather than like on a recording on a song.
Right.
Like it's unreal.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, but that's you. Like
yeah.
this is
yeah,
wild.
Yeah. That's you know? That's what happened when I heard now I thought about it, Seth Rogen's laugh in
Robot. Oh, yeah.
Because it's almost like you're listening to a movie. You're like, wait, what? This is
yeah.
a movie
life? Yeah.
Yo, by the way, they play Seth Rogen's voice on like I think Vancouver or Toronto. Subways,
yeah,
like public transportation.
Vancouver, yeah.
And that must be like so funny and like off-putting.
Yeah,
like, I love it.
Yeah, use the doors.
Yeah.
Nine 911 or Gone Till November.
Oh
wow, okay. Yeah, 911 for sure. 911, first of all, is a better song, but also it's my go-to karaoke song.
Really?
Yeah. Also,
but Jeff does that.
I have a lot of go-to karaoke.
Jeff does that to push people's buttons because they're in 2019 when you last probably karaoke'd.
Yeah.
No one's
asking for me to perform this. I'm not like I don't know if you can tell. I don't have the voice of a Mary J. Blige, but like it is.
It's a pretty powerful statement, you know.
Yeah. Fat Joe or Ja Rule?
Ah, oh,
okay. Here we go. This is topical.
Yeah. Let's say who's going to win the verses. Now, here's the thing.
America.
We have Jeff and I have a really good track record in terms of like seeing for the competitive ones. You know, like there's a lot of verses that are just, as everyone knows, a celebration, right? It's like, hey, I like your music. You like my music. Let's play them back to back, and no one's really beating another person. When it comes to like, you know, the ones, the early ones, and then there's ones like, you know, Gucci and Jeezy, or ones like the Lox and Dipset, right? Things like that. I think Jeff and I have a pretty good idea, Jada and Fab, how these things are gonna sort of go. And so-
I don't know that that's true.
I think it's true.
Okay, well.
But-
Yeah, keep going with
for,
your-
But no, but I wanna say for this, if it was competitive, which I don't think it's going to be.
It's not gonna be
because they're friends.
And that's the thing. So I think that, it bums me out that it won't be competitive. I think if it was competitive, I think that Ja Rule is so underrated.
Yes.
But I sort of think that Fat Joe in this context is even more underrated.
Yeah.
And I think that Fat Joe is going to surprise a lot of people.
I agree with that. And here's a bonus, which I think counts so much. Two things. One is that Fat Joe has been on such a streak.
Yeah.
Like in life.
And so funny.
So those things like are very helpful to him right now. And I think he can take over and sort of like make people laugh and like say the things he says that become memes and catchphrases. And people will be like, oh my God, right. Fat Joe is like the funniest person, the greatest storyteller ever. The second thing is Joe can filibuster. Like Joe will take over and not let Ja Rule have a chance.
Yeah.
So he'll just run it.
I wonder, is Ja Rule funny in 2021?
I don't know. I think
he's accidentally funny. I think he's going to be most teams.
Yeah.
I think that he has a chance
to save himself from him. But also, if he tries to, I think Fat Joe over-talking helps him.
Okay, okay.
Because when he talks and he tries to sound smart.
Do you think it's possible?
What if Fat Joe does a presentation on like how to make money?
Do you think it's possible? Like, seriously, do you think it's possible that Ja is self-aware enough?
No.
All right. Just
gonna, I agree.
Like, he's not going
to. I agree with you too, though, that Fat Joe is coming in hot right now.
Yeah.
Hot. So that's the thing that's like even set up this versus is that they probably recognize, hey, Fat Joe's hot. Let's get him on the verses. Yeah. And so I don't know if Ja Rule really stands a chance, honestly. Like, he's got the hits, but
Ja's not going to be like involving video clips with Chappelle, right? Or like, he's not going to
Here's the thing.
He's not going to make fun of like
the. He didn't have a Poobs in his corner, first of all.
Yeah. Oh.
Shots to Poobs.
Here we go.
Like,
here we go.
Because every versus you win, first of all,
yeah.
Gotta have a coach.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Ja doesn't have the team around him to make like solid life decisions, but also like to create a set list that like really works. It's such a good opportunity for Ja that I hope that he.
I'm going to be honest.
Does
and
do
I'm it. Sure you guys saw this on Twitter too. You know, like both of them are trending clearly, and that's always going to happen with the verses. But everyone was like, "Yo," like just when it got announced, everything was just like, "Yo, this hit when Ja plays this, how will Joe come back?" And it was a very pro Ja thing where, you know, every so often it's just like, "Yo, look what he did with Firefest. Look what he did with this decision in life or that decision," and like. Yeah. Whatever. So this was it's nice that he does get celebrated like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think Fat Joe will win.
I think, yeah. But the thing is that nobody wins except for Triller. like everybody's streams are going to go up and that's going to be dope. I hope that the artists get some, you know, love out of it.
Yeah, I believe they will. And I think that people will appreciate Fat Joe's music a lot more after this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's the coolest thing too, is because like, look, everyone here knows the Locks and what the Locks mean and what their music means and this whole thing. It is amazing to see the world catch up to something that is like, oh, well, we all knew this, and you know, oh, he's really funny. It's like, I mean, we knew that too. Or it's like for Fat Joe does the recap and it goes viral and people are like, yo, Fat Joe's funny. It's like, have you not been paying attention? I mean, okay, maybe you haven't watched any of his like interviews on Hot 97 for the last 4 years or whatever. Fine. Maybe you haven't seen him on like, you know, on MTV Cribs, like licking the soul, like fine. But like, have you not been aware of him on Instagram for the last 18 months, every single night? Like he has a friendship with Ari Melber of MSNBC. It blows my mind to this day that our mom is always just like, I love Fat Joe because he's friends with Ari. And we're just like, sure.
Great.
Yeah. So then I show her like the clip of him saying like, you know, yesterday's price is not today's price. And and mom loves it. But like, you know, all that matters because Joe can then, you know, turn this around.
I think that Joe has the charisma to bring it over the top.
But it'll be a fun night regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you trying to say that if you get on Instagram Live and be very good at it, you can turn your career around and be likable?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
not saying that Fat Joe was ever.
No.
But his career didn't need turning around.
I'm saying if you can master Instagram Live, people will learn to like you.
Guys.
Yeah. Well, I think that like in 2021, I think that any hustle that you're good at is a good hustle for like turning your life into something else. Like everything is a thing now.
Do you guys know who this girl Caroline Calloway is? You may not, okay? But
she was a white scammer.
She was and is a white scammer.
Yeah.
So there's a girl that we know who's a DJ who does a regular Instagram live. Her name is Amrit and she's out in LA. And I saw, and usually it's like DJs or friends of hers out in LA who she has as guests, and they do this hour long Instagram live. And then she says, this girl, Caroline Calloway, is going to be her guest. And I'm just like, that girl, that scammer, like who was like just, you know, like crumpled up and thrown away by the internet. And I was like, what is that girl up to? And why would she be relevant now? I looked, and she's bought into the idea that the internet has made of her.
Yeah.
So she's owned it. It's like she's now the villain, but she's like, she's taken ownership of that. And
yeah, but everybody does that.
But not
everybody, because what he just said made me think of, like, that would be like if Charles Hamilton came out and his Instagram was like him with sonic rings coming out of his head or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're right. The Charles thing is.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's a much more complicated thing. I think that people now, when they are dealt bumps in the road, they quickly then go on Instagram Live and give their perspective and then sort of endlessly rebound onto the next thing. Next crisis becomes another moment for you to reclaim your narrative, and then you're constantly doing this thing of apologizing, and then the controversy brings more followers, and then like it's just like this attention economy that just like never ends.
Yeah, and I guess back in that blog time,
there wasn't an opportunity for Charles to give his perspective.
Yeah, no, a lot of people were like, I guess, speed bumps on the way to where we are in our social media world now. All right, I guess this one is topical as well. Donda or CLB?
Well, haven't listened to Donda yet.
Haven't.
Well, there you go. You haven't listened to CLB.
Donda.
I get the joke, but I haven't listened to it.
Nope. I'm just not interested in that album and that.
Yeah.
That iteration of Kanye. I'm interested in staying up until midnight Eastern Coast, Eastern Standard Time tonight, waiting for, the CLB album to drop, right? Like I stayed up till midnight when J. Cole dropped. Like there's certain times when it's like, oh no, I will make the sacrifice to, invest myself fully into that. I did not wait up for 3 or 4 different Thursday nights to come and go, waiting for
But the Locks is on. The Locks was on the album. What do you guys?
I just listened to the Locks song yesterday.
I've listened to that on
Jesus
on YouTube and their verses are great. Their verses are great.
Yeah,
she's Electronica good. Gets off on that song, by the way. And it's actually in direct correlation to the piece that you guys, the animated piece that you guys released, because he's overtuned on that.
Yeah,
track.
He is overtuned.
Yo, J-Elec had one of the best verses on the album. And I say that having listened to 10% of the album, but like, right. But I thought that Jay Electronica's verse was great. I listened to, I think one other song, I listened to the 5EO song. Which also has Playboi Carti on it, I think. But
that song is kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, like,
I love the album, but that song is kind of hard.
But in both songs I listened to, I was so uninterested when Kanye came on.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to go into a mini rant, but I will for a second.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm a Kanye day one fan. I'm not anymore as much as I was. I try to be objective about where he is in his journey. So. Right now, his biggest issue is himself and the fact that, for one, and, you know, I love Jesus, you know, and all that. Nobody wants to hear the Jesus raps. Sorry. Doesn't work. It's not working. It's not ever going to work.
I mean, you know, if you would have had Lecrae.
Huh?
If he had Lecrae, I probably would have a different review. If he had my boy, what is it? What's my man name?
No Malice?
No
Malice. Well, he had No Malice on the last album, and it didn't work either.
But I'm saying, is it M4? What's my name? What's the name?
Who? Is that Jesus?
Turn the light back on. Big Hunting vibes in here. I forgot about other brother. That's gospel.
I don't know, but my point being is that his rap style is bad, and also he has aged tremendously as a rapper. Like, he kind of went into that like ludicrous thing, and I mean, no disrespect to Ludacris, but we all know what happened. Like, he was very hot at the time and like not no more. And so like Kanye kind of fell into that same hole where it's like he knows how to produce music. Obviously his shoes are great, people love his clothes, blah blah blah, but him as a rapper is not only uninteresting, the lyrics are bad, they're not dope, and when he tries to do different cadences it doesn't work. So every song that he's on the album, he is the worst part lyrically. So there's songs like Moon with Kid Cudi and Don Toliver where he doesn't rap, which is a fine song. You can listen to it. It's no issue. Every other song in there that he raps, he fucks up the song.
You know,
Just real quick, I don't have a problem with it if he was to do Jesus raps. But the problem is that his Jesus, it's an aesthetic, for I think, as opposed to a much deeper connection with faith and with his religion and all that stuff. Like, it's just another jacket that he puts on.
You know, I read a review earlier today, just sort of skimmed through it, but and I think it was written by, it was someone at The Ringer. And I apologize for not, you know, it might've been, I don't know. So someone over at The Ringer wrote a review of Donda. And the big point of their review was that he's always been the same person, right? He's always been about Jesus. You know, knew that from College Dropout and Jesus Walks and whatever.
Yeah.
He's always been self-involved. You know, we've known that his whole career. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, so is it life, you know, altering to see him next to Trump? For some, yes. But like, if you really look at it, no. So it's like, he hasn't changed, but that's my problem, right? Their problem is like, he hasn't changed. It's always been the same thing. So you should love him the same. No. I've changed.
Yeah.
He has not changed. And that's the problem. This is like why I don't speak to my friends from high school.
Right. Like you're still the same dude from back then, bro.
Yeah.
Like
we were cool back then. We could
Yeah. Yeah. Like I've evolved.
In
like
Sunday, so 50 was the man, 50, homie.
Did 50 win the battle? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, and I agree with the take that it's just another jacket for him. Like, you know, I was listening to it and it's like, his perspective is almost like, oh, well, you know, I was this with 808s. I was this with Dark Twisted Fantasy. I can be this with, with the gospel and Jesus. And, you know, if all the stuff that I love from Michelangelo is all based in the Sistine Chapel and all that, and that lasted hundreds of years, well, this is going to last hundreds of years because I'm talking about Jesus. So I think that's the perspective that he's coming from. And it's like, bro, I get it, but it's not tight though. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
his whole thing I don't care about prediction that much to be trying. You know, every year they say every year Kanye pushes the needle and he goes mastery. Bro, if I can't play with the ladies, I don't want to hear it. If I can't play this, it's only one song, the song with the Lauryn Hill Draft Day loop on it. That's the only song that I'm really like. Let me put it on. It makes me feel happy.
Trey, you listened to 2 hours of that album, like straight through, or
just
take a break?
I'm not going to say his name, but my young boy who's on my team, we drove from Indianapolis to Louisville.
Oh, okay.
And the duration of the album was the same duration of the album, which ironically is the same duration as Life After Death, double disc. So this would be a double disc in back in the daytime, right? 95. Right. So cool. We get through it. The first part is decent. So this one would have made it. Like if you listen to it, you're like, this one isn't trash. But as you get into disc two, now, brother, you're pushing it. And for it to be a complete body of work.
Yeah. No, agreed, Trey. All right, enough about
We didn't even talk about CLB, which is to say that yes, Donda, not super excited about, but CLB, I think he has a dumb haircut, but I think that anything is better than 27 tracks of things I don't want to listen to.
There you go. The L Train or the One Train?
One Train.
Well, I mean, really, I'm a 2-3 guy. Yeah. One is local.
Yeah.
But the L Train,
you know what?
L Train is clean, but it sucks.
Yeah, but yeah, the L Train, there's times when you're like, you're out in a sort of normal world, you're out in Brooklyn. And I remember nights when it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and you're just waiting for that L to come so you can go back into Manhattan and then take, you know, 2-3 uptown. And that L is looking like 33 minutes until it shows up, you know, and it's just like,
also,
this is what?
One time Eric and I were waiting, we ran down, we found the train at like 4 a.m. The train is rolling by us and the conductor we were at the last car, the conductor leans out the window and he's like, it's the real.
So we love the L Train.
And then we ran into him at a party later. He was like, I was that guy. So shouts to the L Train, I guess, because the conductor. That was
really nice. Shouts to the Supreme Train, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I felt like that was my Nardwar moment right there. Like I knew that about you.
Yeah, definitely. spoke to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Rhyme and Reason or the Show?
Wait, I don't get this.
Did I not say the right
you mean the show, like the documentary?
Yeah.
Wait, what's Rhyme and Reason?
It's a documentary.
You don't remember the documentary Rhyme and Reason?
I don't know.
It's on Netflix.
All right, man. Y'all go watch that shit, man, when we get off this.
Yeah, exactly. You guys should go watch it.
I would say the show. But okay, yeah.
Go watch Rhyme and Reason.
Okay.
Backstage or Fade to Black?
Fade to black.
But I did look for the Backstage soundtrack on Spotify the other day, and it used to be there, and it is no longer there, and that really bummed me out. Also, I bought that CD when I was in high school. It was one of my smartest purchases. But okay. Fade to Black was like life-changing. Fade to Black
changed life.
Yeah.
Like, went to see it in the theater changed our lives, right? Like, understood what, like, again, our musical heroes were really like, you know, behind the scenes. And now, like, we were able to discuss that with the people from the film, you know, Rich Kleiman or Lenny S or whoever. And it's like Just Blaze and like all these different people where it's like, you can get like the real perspective on the real perspective of, you know, these people recording their real perspective.
But Backstage is not a life-changing documentary. It is just
a documentary.
It happened.
Yeah.
But the soundtrack is dope.
No, the soundtrack is amazing. Beanie Siegel's in the club. It's a great song. Fabulous. Okay. Great song on there.
Absolutely. By the way, the Beanie song is the one I wanted to hear, and then it was just like, it's not on Spotify.
I have it on
yes, I mean, MP3. Yes, I can also go to YouTube. Yeah. But like, you know, life will continue to go on even without Beanie singles in the club on Spotify.
What's a song that's not on streaming platforms that you wish was?
Well, there's a lot. Yeah. Green Lantern.
One song.
Cameron and Lil Flip.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Bust it in the air, two times, right? Yeah.
If you live in what you rap in your rhymes.
Yeah. 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 I would say anything DJ Green Lantern did. We have remixes that he did of like Biggie stuff and Busta stuff and
Jay.
Anything DJ Green Lantern related should be on streaming services.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Jay?
I just had to go look to see if this song was on streaming services. The song Bad Influence by Eminem. He had a lot of stuff when he was at his peak that I don't know if it's on there.
Oh, you know what else?
Yeah.
There's a Green Lantern produced the Lock song.
Oh, that one too.
He produced the Lock song.
That's true.
Where
everywhere we go,
people want to know. Yeah. And
Two Guns Up, but like the cleared version sucks.
Yeah. So they don't have the actual sample that he used originally. And it makes the song a million times better. So it hurts my heart to play it on streaming services because it doesn't sound complete. And he has all these references that he scratches in there. The real version on the mixtapes is A+.
Yeah. The other one is a D+.
For me, it's Welcome to the Church, Volume 1, Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Names Fauntleroy, Remember Me.
Wow.
Okay. I got you guys. Girl's Best Friend. Jay-Z.
I mean, look, all these
Good choices.
Are great choices.
I will say, Trey, I don't like your pronunciation of church.
You want it to be
church.
My bad.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Church.
Yeah. You're talking about the chicken place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Church is chicken. Josh is chicken. Another staple in Compton.
Money power.
They got the best biscuits.
Yeah, they do. They have great biscuits. 50 cents. Money, power, respect, or We Are the Streets?
Well, it's a really tough call.
I'm going to say We Are the Streets.
And I was going to say Money, Power, Respect.
I mean, you're wrong.
I I love them both. And I think the guys love them both. The other night, so we went up to Dykeman for the last basketball game of the summer. And the Locks and Baron Davis were honorary coaches. And about halfway through, Sheik leans over like the godfather that he is. And he was like, get in the sprinter. It's like, okay.
Well, I mean, at the end of the game.
At the end of the game.
Yeah.
He was like, let's go. So we join him in the sprinter and we don't even know where we're going. It ends up being at Quad Studios where Baron Davis is going to record his podcast and he's going to interview the Locks. And I told Trey this the other day and Trey was like, oh yeah, I already knew about this whole thing because my man is the chef over there. And
that's true.
Shout out to him who had this huge, amazing spread that he put out there. And
he had like pineapples and like
lobster and
pineapple and like put some,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
Everything looked incredible.
Yeah.
And shout out to him because like, I mean, you know, he over delivered.
Yeah.
When Baron was there, he started playing like Locks music off his phone and the Locks were there. And I was like, I don't know if I would ever do that. Like, it's like, these guys have heard the songs before, you know?
Yeah. Like,
it's like the ultimate homage, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, I would have skipped it. I was like,
did it feel like a roast or something?
No, he put it on because I think he was just, he played Fuck You, right?
Yeah.
And I think he was like, hey guys.
He was trying to like set the tone for them.
Yeah.
And as opposed to,
I swear to God,
like, fuck you. It was like, yeah.
The guys can't be any nicer and any more like, you know, accommodating. Styles was just like this on his phone while the song, like there was no reaction to it. And I was just like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people don't want to hear their own music, but shout out to B. That's one nigga.
Yeah.
4-3-2-1 or World War III?
Ooh.
I like World War
III. I was going to say World War III also.
Even though I feel like the answer that most people would give is 4-3-2-1, but I think World War III.
4-3-2-1 is like legendary for a whole bunch of reasons, including the fact that it started the whole cannabis and LL beef, which I think is amazing. And like X killed it and Meth and Red and the whole thing. But like, but yeah, World War III.
Oh boy, or hey ma.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Birdman lugs or G-Unit Reeboks?
Wow.
G-Unit.
Yeah, thank you for asking the important question.
We get so many jokes off with the lugs, but it's G-Unit Reeboks. I mean, those were like, but really it's the S. Dot Carter Reeboks.
I had the S. Dot Carter.
Yeah, the S. Dot Carter is the high top or the low tops?
No.
I had a low top.
Yeah.
You know, Reebok for a minute was really hot out there because they had the G-Units and the S. Dot Carters. Yeah,
lugs was never hot.
No. The driving shoe. No,
yeah.
Yo, Jeff's background on his phone right now is Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
It's Funkmaster Flex holding a lug.
The driving shoe.
It's different, bro. I will say.
Hard.
Vax or no vax?
Oh, come on.
You know that we don't believe
I
in this.
They're
putting 5G in our arms or whatever.
I just want to say this in case there's anybody out there. Some people are like, yo, you know, how do you feel afterwards? Honestly, I felt fine.
I felt great.
And I was so excited to stand online and get that and be free and move around and not have it over my head. And you see what it is right now, especially in southern states. Everybody who's listening down there, protect yourself. Go get the shot. It's free. It takes it makes your arm sore for a couple hours. Maybe you get a headache, take a Tylenol, you're good.
FDA approved.
That's
stop putting weird shit in your body like horse dewormers or bleach or
if whatever. You're listening to this podcast, you're a smart person anyway. You're probably vaccinated. If you have a cousin who is not vaccinated, spread the word. Just do yourself a favor. If you have a friend who hasn't been vaccinated, you're doing a selfless act. Just get vaccinated.
Yeah.
This is a pro-vax podcast.
Yeah.
And finally,
yeah.
Top five dead or alive or smoking on your top five tonight?
You know, so it's top five dead or alive, period.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that still to this day, and I don't know how many weeks it's been since the verses, but those guys are still smoking on, what do they call it? Bird brain?
Yeah.
Like packs. And I think it
is. Dipset.
They made weed, you know, and they're smoking on, you know, the dead bodies that they left on that Madison Square Garden stage. But man, like we're uptown at the Dykeman Courts and I just see them rip open these packs. And I was like, it's great. It's great. I'm laughing every time.
I do have to apologize to our friend from the West Coast, Trey, for not picking Kendrick.
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I appreciate Kendrick like coming in with a super relevant like bar that's related to the verses, and it was like right when the Drake is about to drop. It's just like he knows how to get the people riled up.
Yeah, for sure. I think look, you know, I'm so excited right now that artists are dropping music and we care.
Yeah,
I think that
what a crazy thing after like 18 months of sort of like. We had like the B team.
Yeah.
Like the NBA D League.
Everybody waited for this moment now. It's like,
Are you saying that J. Cole's on the B team?
No.
He's the one who I took a chance.
He's it.
Crazy.
He's it. But like,
everybody was just like, oh, I can't tour.
I love 2 Chainz, but like, is anybody talking about that album? Nope.
Right.
There's a lot of artists. I think who's the only artist who actually Jack Harlow like made a name for himself. And
Pusheisty.
And like outside of that, it's like it was quiet out there.
Yeah, Big 30. There's a few.
Little Baby. Little Baby went on a nice run.
What's that?
Little Baby went on a nice run.
Oh no. Super nice. But like, he was big before
smart,
that.
Smart dog. No, Smirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Smirk.
Yeah.
Smirk had a hell of a run.
Both them, yeah. Yeah. But like, you know, no one's talking about the Khaled album anymore. You know, the only song that really, you know, hits is the Dirk and Baby one, right?
Yeah.
From that Isaiah Rashad.
Oh, Isaiah had a good one.
Yeah, but I count that as like after, like the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people they saw the people were being inside and they were just like, I'm not putting my stuff out if nobody can hear it outside.
Yep.
And I feel that.
Me too.
But then a lot of people also took advantage of that and they were like, well, if nobody else is dropping that, I'm going to flood the block.
Both. All right. Well, this was a wonderful episode. Normally we would ask you for your 18-year-old advice, but what advice would you give the people out there right now listening?
Well, you know, someone came up to us at the basketball court and was like, yo, you know, we had this discussion about, you know, the silver lining of this year and a half. And as creatives, and I know a lot of creatives listen to this right now, creatives could go either way, right? It's like, yo, I had my whole shit set up and I was going to have a major 2020. And it's like, but it derailed and I don't know what to do now. And then there's the people who were like, yo, I figured it out. Like, I left my old ideas and I started new ones. And I appreciate both things. And there's no wrong way to go about this. It's not like if you didn't take advantage of the last 18 months, you're a failure. Or if you did, that you're a success. I think that, like, you know, for any creatives out there, my advice is like, trust in yourself, work for, you know, you, and don't like listen to outside voices. Don't be frustrated if the thing doesn't come like right away. And I think that, like, you know, creativity comes when it comes and what you're doing is right. And just, you know, keep going.
Yeah. My advice is don't take the subway during a once in a lifetime hurricane/tornado in New York. When it dumps multiple inches of water all at once.
It was 4 inches of water yesterday, like yeah. In an hour. And Jeff got stuck at 50th Street on his way to drop keys at our brother Dan's place, which he had remade yesterday. And Jeff got stuck for an hour.
Right, because they changed locks on our brother's building.
Yeah.
And so I had to go give them to our brother.
He got stuck.
Yeah.
You guys had to take a $100 Uber from 50th down to... you know, where Dan lives.
Yeah.
You got stuck and had to stay down there.
Yeah.
And then this morning.
I walked 100 blocks home this morning.
Yeah.
So 5 miles.
Thank you for that. Shout out to Dan. We got to get Dan his own episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. After the US Open.
Yeah. After the US Open.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. This is great.
Guys, great to see you.
Yeah. Great having you guys. See you soon.
Yes, sir. Good.
Growing up the same wins the game!